Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news, Broadway actors and stage managers took another big step towards a potential work stoppage in the near future. Following the expiration of the current Broadway production contract, which ended last Sunday, Actors Equity Association, which represents actors and stage managers across the country, has started circulating strike pledge cards so each of its members can stand up and be counted as ready to walk out and join the picket line. Unlike other strikes of the past, salaries do not appear to be a central demand. Rather, these negotiations, which are still ongoing and will take at least two more days of mediating next week, involve scheduling, healthcare, and staffing coverage. An equity strike would shut down most, but not all, currently running Broadway productions, as nonprofits and those on touring contracts would continue uninterrupted. The organization has not struck since a three-day shutdown in 1968. This is a developing story. And finally today, the play adaptation of Dog Day Afternoon, which is to star John Bernthal and Eben Moss Bachrach, has found its venue and announced its dates. The show will begin previews March 10th and officially open March 30th at the August Wilson Theater, which was most recently the home of Cabaret. It will play a limited run set to conclude on June 28th. As previously announced, Dog Day Afternoon is written by Stephen Adley Gwergis with direction by Rupert Gold. Additional casting will be announced later. Tickets go on sale to the public October 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Visit dogdayafternoonbroadway.com. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.